Welcome back to the Simple Recipe Box, where we turn everyday ingredients into extraordinary meals. I'm your host, Ben Harper, bringing flavor and fun into your kitchen. Today, we're diving into a recipe that's as nostalgic as it is delicious. Chili Crispitos. They're easy, they're tasty, and they're about to become your new favorite snack. So grab your apron and let's get cooking. First things first, let's talk ingredients. For the filling, you'll need 1 pound of ground beef, or substitute with ground chicken or a plant-based alternative if you prefer. 1 cup of shredded cheddar cheese, 1 cup of salsa, 1 tablespoon of chili powder, 1 teaspoon of cumin, salt and pepper to taste. For the crispitos themselves, you'll just need some flour tortillas and oil for frying. Now, if you're wondering, Ben, can I make this gluten-free or dairy-free? Absolutely. Swap out the regular tortillas for a gluten-free version and use dairy-free cheese. It's all about making recipes work for you. Let's start with our filling. Heat up your skillet and brown the meat. As it cooks, sprinkle in that chili powder, cumin, and a bit of salt and pepper. Once the meat is nicely cooked, drain any excess fat, then stir in your salsa. Let it simmer for about 10 minutes. This is where all those spices really start to marry with the meat, creating a filling that's bursting with flavor. While that's simmering, let's get our tortillas ready. Spoon a generous amount of the meat mixture onto one edge of a tortilla, sprinkle some cheese on top, and roll it up tight. Secure it with a toothpick to make sure none of that delicious filling escapes during frying. It's fry time. Heat your oil to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. You're looking for that perfect golden brown, so about 2 to 3 minutes on each side should do it. Once they're fried to perfection, let them drain on a paper towel to keep them nice and crispy. And for those who prefer baking, just preheat your oven to 125 degrees Fahrenheit and bake the prepared crispitos for about 10 to 15 minutes, or until they're crispy to your liking. There you have it. Serve these crispy delights with your favorite dipping sauce, or just enjoy them as they are. They're perfect for a quick snack, a casual dinner, or even a gathering with friends. Before we wrap up, here's a quick tip. If you have leftovers or you want to prep ahead, just roll the crispitos, freeze them on a baking sheet, and once they're solid, pop them into a freezer bag. They can go straight from the freezer into the fryer or oven whenever you need them. Ben Harper, thanks for joining me today in the Simple Recipe Box Kitchen. Remember, delicious food is just a recipe away. Until next time, keep cooking, keep experimenting, and keep enjoying food with the people you love. Happy cooking, everyone.